This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
Welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. If it's got a carburetor or fuel injection system, you can get good mileage performance out of San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. He just did a 63 Corvette split window, and the customer still will not stop smiling. Also, Black Forest Motorsports, 40 years in the biz. Porsche, BMW, and Minis. If you want them to run great or fast or even win a few races, Black Forest Motorsports can do it all for you. Go to blackforestautomotive.com, blackforestautomotive.com. All right, well, we got the racing school teacher in the house today, old number 37, purple dwarf car. She's jonesing for a race, but she got a little bit of a fix this Friday.
Yeah, practice at Verona.
Didn't even call me.
Yeah, so I was just too excited. I was focused. I was working on staying focused.
About time.
They announced on Tuesday. My car was set up on Wednesday. Yeah. We were there almost an hour early. Yeah. Even my crew was excited.
And there was no moon.
It was a sliver. They made
you
fun
looked,
of me. They made fun of me on the way home.
You
I,
looked. No, well, you're not supposed to
it's
look.
It's beautiful out there.
You're not supposed to look at the moon.
After I was done and the car was loaded, it was a beautiful evening. They all know we got a house full of racers today.
So before we get to your guests, how'd you do? I mean, how'd the car feel?
It felt great. There were a lot of marbles up on the high side. And so it was a delicate. There were some marbles on the inside, the outside. Yeah. So just finding that line, it was fun. Yeah. I tried a bunch of different things.
Cool. Because you were by yourself, right?
Yeah. I was the only one out there. Friday's practice was one car at a time. Right. And on Saturday, they allowed a few more cars.
Oh.
And they announced that ahead of time.
Sure.
So it was great. I was, like
no
I said,
fans, because we want to be socially correct.
No spectators, but the other drivers and crew members. Right. And I met a new dwarf car driver, brand new.
Yeah. Just, well, who are these folks you got hiding in the house here?
So I am flanked by race car drivers. Any listeners out there, if you've been to Verona Speedway, you've probably seen them. They've been beating up on each other, and they're in the same division. 6 feet to my left, I have Lynn Davis. She's easy to find out there. She's black and purple number 5, and she's usually running up
front.
Did
you say she's 6'2"? Was that me?
She's 6 feet to my
left. Apart, you know,
I thought I was going to say, she don't look 6'2" to me.
Well, I actually,
she squished
into my car. Yeah, we tried that out after practice.
So Lynn's a racer.
So Lynn, she's easy to find. She's out front in the number 5, purple and black. So if any spectators have been out there. And 6 feet to my right is Wayne Ribello. His car was easy to spot because it was orange front to back, top to bottom, number 36. And he has a theory about where he runs in the pack he might share with us a little later.
Well, let's talk to Lynn first. What is she, 22?
Just about.
22 years old. Mm-hmm. And how long have you been racing, Lynn?
If I'm 22.
Yeah, you got to get, how?
About 10 years now.
You've been racing 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. What got you into this sport?
My husband had a friend that used to race.
Don't you hate those people that have friends?
Yeah, right.
No, they're the best.
Here, try this.
Yeah. Did you jump at the chance?
Well, that's where we got the idea. And then we built a car, and he came home day with his car, and I said, what's this? And he said, this is our race car.
What's this?
I said, are you kidding me?
Because you didn't know what it was?
No.
Did you race before you met this guy?
No, never had.
So it's his fault.
And he never had either, but I always wanted to.
And she's a natural. I'm not kidding. She's one to bet on if you're a betting man, you know.
Really?
She's up front every race that I've seen.
Now, what series are you in? Are you in the...
We're in the Pure Stock.
Okay, yeah, just kind of bent. Well, and the pure, we'll see, she brings in so many dwarf cars, but the pure
stock.
There
are other divisions.
Yeah,
are
I know. There? Not in her world. But I bugged her. I said, can you find somebody?
Hey, I'm reaching out to flat track.
I'm impressed.
And motocross. I'm reaching out.
So you've been racing 10 years. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And you can't stop smiling, so it must be something you enjoy.
Oh, it's a blast. It's the funnest thing we've ever done.
This is kind of your golf, right?
You know, yeah, exactly.
Therapy.
It's a disease.
Yeah, it's a total disease. So that's, what kind of car? What make, model, and all that?
It's a 84 Cutlass.
Oh, boy, you're rolling with the lowrider.
It's the first race car I sat in. I think Rick or Wayne asked, would you like to? And I knew what they were going to say. I was in it before they even finished the sentence.
Yeah,
and I got the big grin. My mom has a picture somewhere. You didn't know that, right, Lynn?
No, I didn't know that.
When I first showed up to the track 5 years ago, they're like, would you like? I'm in. Well, and it was her car.
Did you drive it?
No, I just sat in it, and that was enough, you know, then.
So Wayne, he's 18.
18?
And how long you been racing?
About 12, 13 years.
So what got you into it?
My baby brother, Mike, and we've been around Cajon Speedway as
spectators
for a long time.
I was going to say, the Rebello name goes way, way, way back.
Yeah, long time.
I used to sub with Tom McGrath.
Yep.
Once his wife found out that I have a set of pipes, she would drag him off on vacations, and I got to sit in. I was the guy that would yell out there, if you don't write your name on the roof, I'm not going to announce you. Well, because I didn't know anybody. Yeah. You know, Tom, he knew you. He knew your dad. He knew your family. He knew how many kids you had. He probably even knew what you had for breakfast. I wasn't that involved. I had a ton of fun. I loved it, and I miss it to this day. But and have you always been in, is it pure stock?
Yes, just pure stock. That's where we started, and that's where we're staying.
Well, isn't that really, if you want to go racing, that's the way to go racing.
It's beautiful because you can go down to the wrecking yard. We get all of our parts out of the wrecking yard.
Yeah, and it's not ourselves. Expensive to race as long as you don't get stupid.
Well, I'd have to differ on that one.
Well, I mean, you know. But,
it is
you know.
Very affordable.
Yeah, I mean, compared to some forms of racing.
Right.
You know, if you go to a modified or even a is that what she wants to do? Oh, even the dwarf cars.
Are you pointing at me?
Yeah. I know she's getting ready to pull a trigger on a power steering system as we speak.
You guys have power steering?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And big fans. Rick and Wayne have like these huge fans to stay cool.
In the car?
In the car, directed right on them.
Just like air conditioning.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So. Wow, that is amazing.
So you're pure stock. There's street stock,
pure stock,
and super stock.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
But if I was going to jump into it, I would be in the pure stocks.
Yeah, it's really a good class, and I was the kind of guy that used to sit in the stands and always say, well, you know, I could do that. Well, you guess what? I can't.
No, you can't. What? That's not true.
It took a while for me.
Well,
it does take a while, but...
You're going fast in the pure stocks even. I don't know how those other guys, even like Brittany, those guys are flying.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Especially the dwarfs. Those guys are crazy.
But they're all fun, right? You find your... It's like a school teacher. You find your grade, right. And then you're like, oh, yeah, this is where I belong.
Right.
I think with our different divisions...
Well, how did you say that? You've only driven one race car.
Well, yeah. I mean, you usually don't start in a dwarf car. But once I did, my heart was there.
But you're right. Most people start... You know, and something a little slower and a little bigger and a little, but not you.
But when you find it, you find it.
Yeah.
And then maybe you're like, okay, what should I try different or next? Okay. But I've never had that conversation. Have you?
No.
Have you ever wanted to try something
mostly
different?
Mostly because of the money, because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Modified.
Yeah.
A modified? Have you been in one?
No, actually one. I got to sit in it and make motor noises. My brother had got it from somebody else, and we were going to build it, but we were just too big boys to get in it.
Yeah,
there's
something to be said for that as well.
Yeah.
All right, because I can't let you go without, who's your sponsor?
Eyecatcher Signs.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
And what color is your car?
Black and purple.
Black and purple. And who's your sponsor?
My little brother, Mark, at George's Garage, and it's orange number 36.
Okay, very good. So do you just run a Barona, or do you ever go up to Paris?
We've run Paris, Bakersfield, Corona,
Cocopah.
Mm-hmm.
Paris is stupid fast.
And El Centro when they had it.
Oh, yeah, back in the day. But Paris, that track's fast.
Neat. It's beautiful.
It's a nice track.
Did you run up there, too?
Yeah.
She's smiling, listeners. She's smiling.
Fun, yeah.
She'd rather be in the car than talk to us. I have a sneaky feeling.
Did you get out on the track? They were all at the practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you guys
not with my car.
You didn't get out?
No, it wouldn't go into low gear. So
okay.
Why not? you couldn't talk it into it?
I couldn't talk it into it. Yeah. I didn't want to get out there and be in drive and like,
Yeah. Who's like, driving her car?
Yeah, exactly.
We threw Brittany in there.
It's all about the look. We don't want to look good.
Exactly. I threw Lynn in because I can't ask many people to get in my car. You just can't fit. Lynn fit, and then I couldn't get her out. I was looking at Rick going, I think I can't get her out.
Have you got a crowbar?
And I can't get her out. You're going to have to get her one, but I know you are attached to the number five.
What is this with just letting them sit? I know you should have let her taking it out and whipping around the track a couple
times. Well, I was going to take it out onto the track.
Oh, she was driving around.
I was driving it, except the seat belts, she's smaller than I am.
Yeah.
And the wheel was jammed up against the seatbelt. And I thought, if I get out on the track and I need to make a turn in a hurry, I could be in trouble. It's not
no
my car.
Hey, there's no power steering either.
There's no power steering, right.
That's amazing.
Yeah. No, I'm protective of my car, but I had to offer it to Lynn.
So you guys jonesing for the season to start up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rick's shaking his head back there, too.
Yeah, well, he's been ready. Yeah. Is he the one that keeps the glue together? Pretty much.
You know, pretty much. Yeah. Both of these guys, they call me Princess Arrive and Drive.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that the way to do it?
Yes, because they work on my car.
On my car. Do you at least clean it? Okay, and you talk setup.
Yeah.
Hey, is Dirt Dude on the line? And Todd. All right, so we're going to take a quick break because we've got the Barona guys on the line right here on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome to Racer Radio on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford. We're new, but absolutely nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Go to ElCajonMotors.com. New, used, makes no difference. Paul Dyke is one of the best supporters of Barona, and you can shake a stick at. And we've got two great folks on. We've got Todd Salazar, and we've got Dirt Dude. And this is going to be like a Barona hour. We've got
the reunion.
We got Lynn Davis and Wayne Robello in the house as well. How you guys doing? I heard practice went off quite well on Friday and Saturday.
It looked like
everything worked
great.
Out pretty good.
Yeah. What was that, Todd?
Yeah, I said everything worked out pretty good. Yeah.
Will we have another one? Sorry, I'm ready.
A little bunch of kids.
I just got home.
Oh, it doesn't even give you a break, does it?
It felt so good to be out there.
Well, we're still waiting, you know, because we've gotten a spike. I don't know about here in San Diego County, but there's been a little bit of a spike.
Imperial's not looking good.
So, well, you know, but it's not, I don't think it's as bad as we think because it's not, you know, it's going to work out. We just have to wear the masks and stay distant.
The drag strip is opening next week for spectators.
Ooh.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm
going to wait. And see what, you know, is what going on, what you were just discussing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'll probably do what we did this Friday and Saturday.
Good.
It'll be the 10th and 11th.
Now, did all
July.
Did all divisions come out or was it restricted?
What I did Friday night was single cars.
Right.
And Saturday I put multiple cars on the track. So we had ambulance on property.
Okay.
You know, we did the whole racing conditions, all that. And where I just kind of messed myself up is I wanted to get done as soon as I could, you know, Saturday, so I could just go home for the night. Well, I got up at 5:20, you know, to go to work on Friday.
Yeah.
And then we ran till 8 o'clock. Well, I had to prep the track Friday night for 10 o'clock. Yeah, I was a little tired.
Yeah, I guess.
On Saturday.
So what my question was, I know you had dwarf cars out. You had pure stuff.
Everyone came. Everyone.
So it was wide open. So if anybody's got a race car that wants to do it, all they do is, how do they sign up? They go to the Barona website?
Go to the gate.
Everyone just came out.
Just showed them. They said gates at 3. I think I was there
at 2:15.
No. You just go. There was a pony. There was a California Lightning Sprint, a couple dwarf cars, I think two mods, a couple Stock cars, yeah, a little bit of everything.
So I've heard nothing but good. I heard nothing but positive.
I was
positive.
Happy. Thank you, Todd, personally, from 37 Crew. Thank you.
And a whole lot of other crew.
You know, I had some dwarf cars and a mini sprint out there this morning. So I literally just got home about an hour ago.
This morning? Nobody knew you were running this morning, did they?
Well, no, private. You know, it's a private deal.
Yeah.
There were junior drivers, too. There were, they parked right next to me. Two brand new junior dwarfs. So cute.
What I was hoping was that the people that had to work would show up with their kids Friday.
Gotcha.
You know, the kids would show up.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, you know, that's why I did the multiple car deal to, you know, we could give them race, you know, quote unquote, you know, track conditions.
Right.
And then, you know, the racing experience, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But I'm just not ready. I think, you know, like what we were discussing, things are starting to get hanky.
I know.
Kind of like personally what I thought that was going to happen is that we were going to open stuff up.
Right.
And then they're going to restrict it again. That's what I thought personally.
Yeah. I thought we'd be open. I thought we'd be racing July 4th the way everything was going there, but then all of a sudden we've had a little bit of a spike. So Dirt Dude, did you call the practice? Just so
no,
you
but I was great. It was cool to be there. Like I was going to give Lynn a hard time cuz you know she just got a new Mustang, right?
She pulled up behind my 20-year-old Mustang parked out front.
Were you going to try to get her to put it on the track?
Ooh.
Well, I asked her, is that a new pure stock or a new street stock? Which division are you going to put it in? And she just laughed, nope.
That car is not even driving to the track.
Oh, listen to that. Because you know someone's going to slap a number on it.
And... Look at Rick right now and ask him if he got to take that car yesterday to the track.
No.
He's shaking his head. No. Not at all.
Yeah. He wouldn't even let him drive it up there.
What about the drag strip?
Oh, the drag strip. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Would you take it to the drag strip?
It's open next week. Let's slap a five. Kevin from Victory Graphics, we need a five.
A big five on the side of the door. That's so funny. So come on, Dirt Dude. You need to start practicing. You need to start calling the practice.
You could have called the practice.
I don't have to practice. I just, right off the top of my head, if it sounds too rehearsed, it sounds too rehearsed. You just have to be able to flow with it.
Wow.
I'll wait till it starts. I saw a post earlier from Night of Destruction from Paris, and they think they might be postponed until September now. So I'm not sure what they're going to do.
I'm not sure
if that's going to hurt us or not. We'll have to see what's going on with them.
Well, they're controlled. Yeah, they're controlled by the fairgrounds, and that's a little bit stricter group of folks, but. But no, I mean, I can't say it enough. I'm behind Todd 1,000%. I'd rather wait and then run, than run and stop, run, stop. And once you stop, then the light is on you. And now everybody's going to see whether you're going to follow the rules or not. I mean, we've got two restaurants that just got shut down. Hernandez Hideaway, which is my favorite Mexican restaurant, they got shut down, and he did not close the doors politely, so he's going to be under the gun by the health department, I think, for quite some time, unfortunately.
They're going to watch him. They're going to keep on watching him until they reopen.
Right.
So, I mean, I haven't heard anything about, like, Ventura has been quiet the whole time.
Yeah, they have.
Seen anything with them?
Yeah, I know. I need to give them a call and just see what's going on up there. But I think they're doing the same thing that you guys are doing. They're being smart about it. Do the racers understand? Yes. Do they like it? No. But I would rather, again, start racing and stay racing.
Well, one of the things yesterday when we were at practice, Robert Peters was out there, our friend.
Who?
Robert Peters, dwarf car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw Tristan got out there, too. His son.
I was going to say Tristan got out there. I was sitting there, and I was watching the practice, and then Robert comes walking up, like, who's driving the car? He's like, are my kids in it? I'm a little nervous.
Robert Peters and I think we both believe our cars have a soul in them. We both just, you know.
Oh, Lynn, he totally brought that up because
I can imagine that.
We were talking, you know, that car that got wrecked last year.
Yeah, he had help into the wall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was totally. And he goes, Darren or Brian.
Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown would have never rebuilt this car. Only he did it for him.
Yeah.
He goes, He goes, that's the only reason I kept that car.
Robert likes his car about as much as I do.
So, Wayne, does your car have a spirit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, there you go. See, you thought
you're looking at me like I'm crazy. Do you talk to your car?
No.
Oh, do you?
Well, you do when it doesn't do well, right?
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Or is that Rick?
But I don't want other people driving my car.
Yes, I was going to, the other dwarf car that was there on Friday, it ended quickly and not well for him.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go and talk to him, but right then, Lynn drove past me in my car, and I looked at him, I go, gotta go. Sorry.
Who was there on Friday?
Dewey is new to the sport.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who was there on Friday?
Who was there in total?
No, just the dwarf car you're talking about. Because Dewey was there on Saturday, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. In a blue car. A blue dwarf car.
Is this his first year? Or
yes.
Maybe second? So he's actually a rookie, right?
Yes. He's new to the sport, okay. And that's a new car for him. And he was super excited, and it ended quickly. And so I felt bad and wanted to give him
Saturday
words of encouragement.
For him,
okay, good,
sure.
Good.
Well, then he didn't kill the car. He just kind of smacked it around a little bit.
A bit, because he wasn't able to go back out. He loaded up, and then I went to go talk to him, and then there goes the 37. Well, gotta go.
Who was in your 37?
Lynn!
Oh, you did get to drive.
Yes, just around the pits.
I thought she was heading to staging, so I was like, gotta go.
Somebody just stole my car.
She's running after me.
You know,
my baby.
The reason I was bringing it up, Robert was bragging about his power steering. He goes, let's get power steering. He goes, you can drive one-handed. He goes, I'm waving everybody. Driving one-handed. So I'm like, Britton's going to have to get that power
steering. She's going to get it. We tried to give the guy she's getting the power steering from a little bit of love. And
that didn't work out.
Yeah.
That's okay.
He's too far away.
We just have to give him money now.
Yeah, he just wants money.
Because money talks.
So, Todd, have you noticed how many women are getting out there at Barona? Have you noticed that?
No, that's cool.
The Hornets.
Just like with the kids. The kids, like my 9-year-old.
Yeah.
She's got the mini dwarf. And then my boy, he just asked me a couple weeks ago. He's 4. He'll be 5 in January.
Oh, gosh.
Daddy, when am I getting my mini dwarf? I said, ask your mom.
Yeah, right. Ooh. Smart. That's smart. I hear you there.
When I talked to Skip, he said, go ahead.
He's standing right here, and he's giving me the middle finger.
Oh! You better get it.
I'm just kidding.
Just go get him a model.
He's
dwarf
just
car,
saying just one month, one more year, Dad.
Yeah.
Skip, though,
he's going to be a terror on the track.
I have a feeling. If it runs in the family, I have a sneaky feeling.
Yeah.
See how quiet it got when I said that?
More ladies have signed up for the Hornet division than gentlemen when I had talked to Skip about a month ago. Yeah, there were 7 drivers signed up, and 5 were ladies.
Yeah. Well,
I was listening to you guys talk earlier.
Yeah.
And my favorite class is the pure stocks.
Yeah.
My 2 favorite classes are the street stocks and the pure stocks. You literally get a stock car, knock the glass out, put the hardware cloth, put the cage in it, put the battery and the fuel cell in the back, and you got a race car.
That's right.
As a spectator, when you guys have them go in the other direction, the first time I saw that, I nearly fell out of the stands.
Oh, my God.
They have them, usually running to the left, and then every once in a while, right before the race, they ask them to run the other direction, and that is hilarious.
That's when we hate Todd.
Oh, when he makes you run the other way?
Rest of us love it.
But they're freaking out when they see me either on the dozer or on the on whatever tractor.
Yeah.
And I go up next to the tire and I push it in front of the
When the big tire's by the entrance.
Yeah, we always watch for the tire to be moved, or if they're milling around the tire to know where we should put our tire pressure at.
Oh. Hey, they've got you figured out, Todd.
Well, you know what we do is we really sneaky them sometimes. And when they find out that we're going to do it, I'll go down there and they'll change the car so they can go backwards. Yeah. And then I don't do it.
Nice. You're the best. All right, buddy. Hey, thank you much for calling in. And folks, next Friday and Saturday, he's going to do it again. Just be at the track.
No.
In 2 weeks.
Oh, in
he's
2 weeks.
The 10th or something.
Come on. You're not doing nothing else. Come on.
He needs to rest.
I'm taking next weekend off.
All right, Dirt Dude, it's on you. What do you think?
Yet. I'm going to virtual race him home.
Oh, yeah. Go work on your toolbox drawer. I think you got 3 to go.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Hey, BaronaSpeedway.com. Stay on top of it. You'll know what's going on. And BaronaSpeedway.com. and Facebook. Don't forget to go to their Facebook page. Like them. Share with your friends. And next week when you or next 2 weeks when you go out or when the racing starts, Lynn's car is number 5.
Number 5.
And Wayne's is?
36.
Watch for them, folks. Give them each a dollar, though. It'll help go towards
a
fuel.
A dollar, yeah.
Just a dollar. Ooh. All right, we got to hit it because I think our boy from Paris Auto Speedway is on the line on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
That's my lovely co-host, Brittany Sandoval, drives the number 37 Dwarf car. We call her the racing school teacher. And this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, fastest half-mile track anywhere in our area, located at 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Go to parisautospeedway.com. Keep track of everything they're doing. As far as when they're going to open, if they're doing practice, all of the above. And, you know, it's funny. I was kind of banging on Brittany. I says, come on, we got to talk to somebody more than a dwarf car. So we got Pure Stock in the house. And now we got Chris Carnish, factory stock driver. How you doing, Chris?
Not too bad. Yourself, Dave?
Hey, everybody in the house knows you, I guess. Lynn Davis and Wayne Ribello.
Yeah, but I've made my track down there a couple times over this past few seasons.
Yeah.
And those two racers, they've always been there, welcome you with open arms, and they're a great group down there.
Well, you know, racers are racers, and it's like the biggest family. Just because you race at a different track, and are you from up in the Paris area?
Yeah, I live in Menifee.
Okay.
So I'm only 20. It's a 20-minute drive to Paris every race for me.
Nice.
It's an hour and a half for me, so I envy you. So how long have you been driving?
Well, if the season gets started, this will be the 7th year that I'll be in the factory stock. It'll be my 8th overall. I ran 1 year years ago when they had a little 4-cylinder class.
Right.
Ran that once. So what got you
into racing?
My buddy got into it 1 year doing the 4-cylinders, and then I, after helping him in the pits, I got the urge, found a car, put it together with him and his dad's help. Went out to race that 1 year, last race of the year, championship night. A guy tried winning the race in the first lap, took me and two other cars out.
Well, I got the
raw end of the deal, end up hitting the wall, going into turn 3 and 4, and end up landing on the roof and tore the car out, and was done with that for a couple of years. And then another opportunity arose. Another buddy that races with us had a car for sale, and I got it from him, and been using that ever since. So
you're keeping the rubber side down now.
Yeah, but last season was a rough season. I had four DNFs in total, where had a buddy get into me and end up ripping off the whole left quarter panel, my left door. I got hit pretty hard and it rung my bell a little bit, but I started taking my gear off and I started seeing everybody on the inside of the wall, and they're all going, yeah, looking at me, and I'm finally collecting myself. I'm like, how's my car? I'm like, are all my tires good? They said, yeah. So I pulled back into the pits, had them rip off the rest of the body that was hanging off, tried to go back out there, and 2 laps later, lost power steering, and I'm like, screw this. I'm already sore, pain. I'm just pulling in.
Save what you have.
I raced the race before all 20 laps with no power steering, so I knew how much it's going to take my energy away from me. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I've already done. No, I'm just calling it.
Absolutely.
And I pulled in.
So, Lynn, you ever been on your head?
No, thankfully, I have not.
Wayne, you ever been on your lid?
Nope.
Hey, you're going to have to teach them how to get on their lid.
No. Well, I was first.
It's not fun.
No.
It's not one thing I want to teach for anybody.
I was told it's not a matter of if, but when. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Lynn's been racing 10 years
yeah,
and you haven't done it.
That's good to know.
Wayne?
Yeah, Lynn was the almost straight up on a telephone pole out of turn
Were
two.
Were you doing tricks, Lynn?
Yeah, I climbed that.
It's pretty wild.
Up yeah. in the catch fence up yep. there.
We all need to stop that.
Yeah.
including you.
Catch fences are expensive. So
yeah, crashing and wrecking cars is not fun.
So what kind of car are you driving? What did it start out as?
The four cylinder was an 85 Celica, Toyota Celica.
Cool.
But now what I'm currently running is a 75 Camaro.
Oh,
another cool car.
Yeah, but that's a good car for that track, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably a good 80% Camaros for our division up
sure.
here. There's a couple. There's like two or three. No, probably three or four Novas. There's one Dodge. The track announcer Tom Gillum, him and his brother used to run little Ford Thunderbirds. Well, they quit racing for the past couple seasons. Well, one of their cars was up for sale, and there's going to be a rookie driver who purchased that Thunderbird.
Mm.
So that's going to be coming back out. So our class, if from whatever I hear and car count, we probably should have 18 cars this
Whoa.
Season.
That's nice. That's fun to watch.
That'll be great because that's what's great for the fans. Well, what color is your car?
Every year I usually change it. This year I'm actually changing it again. I'm retiring my old car, which not many people know. And this is the first really everybody's hearing it. But the car that Lynn and Dwayne and all them race with me down there is being retired. I'm actually racing my girlfriend's car that she was running before, and so I have that I'm going to run this year.
What is it?
It's another Camaro.
Okay. What else? But so, have you got a color?
So everything's changing, but yeah, it's going to be like a charcoal gray, half charcoal gray, half purple.
What is with you people in purple?
Black and purple with Lynn. Yeah,
yeah, those are my colors.
Well, purple. My grandmother passed away going on six years ago now,
uh-huh.
and she passed away with pancreatic cancer. And the cancer ribbon is purple.
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect.
So I always have the purple on my car. I used to have teal on my car, and my mom had cervical cancer. She had all that removed,
mm-hmm.
and the cervical cancer ribbon was teal. So everybody always at first gives me crap about having my car teal and purple, but then I tell them it's for my mom's cancer and my grandmother's cancer. Like, oh, okay, yeah. that's a good reason.
Yeah. Then they all feel bad because they said something to you, right?
Now they're rooting for you.
Hey, I'd charge him $100. I'd charge him $100. Put it into the car. What's your number?
26.
Okay.
So it's my birth. It's my birthday is how I came up with that number, February 6th.
Ah, okay, very good. So how old are you?
I'm 38.
Yeah,
he sounds younger.
Sounds like he's 18.
I turned around at the beginning of this and asked Rick, how young is he? You
I
sound
get that
great.
All the time.
Hey, nothing wrong
with time.
Hey, what's that old saying? How old do you think you would be if you didn't know how old you were today?
If I didn't look in a mirror with my COVID color hair, I'd say a lot younger.
I get that though. If I get clean shave, I get told that I'm like I got a baby face. So I try to keep a little bit of face fuzz so I can sort of look a little older. But when I clean shave, like with work, I got a clean shave. I get 10 years rolled off my age.
Trust me, brother. You're going to appreciate that someday.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
And by the way, Brittany, she's sporting a racing stripe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got a black race car with a white stripe right down the middle.
Yeah, it's my hairdresser's out of the country till August.
It looks good. You just need a number on your cheek, and then you'd be looking like a race
Break
car.
Break out that marker.
So, hey, the most important part of this interview, my friend, who are your sponsors?
My main sponsor still is, and this is a huge big help, Precision Engine and Harley Custom Cycle Works. Without him and his company, before I was blowing motors every race, working at least once a year, I was destroying a motor on my own. Ever since they came on board, I haven't destroyed a motor since. This will be going on the third year with them.
Beautiful.
Got teamed up last season with Champion Cooling System for some radiators. They actually are now producing the same quality radiators, and I feel and how I've running them for the past year now, they're better than the radiators that we can get through Speedway and Summit for their race, their radiators, and they're here locally in Elsinore. So I got them with the radiators they're putting out for us. They want to get in touch and have them at the track for us. So if something happens, boom, they're available.
How cool is that? Who else?
And then I'm just getting teamed up with another company, Pro Eagle Jacks. They're just like all the light aluminum jacks, but they have bigger off-road wheels, so they will roll through the dirt and all terrain a lot easier. So teamed up with them on getting a jack for them on the car. And I still have a little bit of other deals in the works,
sure,
trying to get some more sponsors out there. But right now, those are the current ones that I have so far.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, get my email from Scott. And if you'd ever like to bring your race car down to San Diego for some Saturday or Sunday morning, happy to put your car on TV. Trust me, your sponsors will love it. You can ask them to come down as well, because it's all about giving back to your sponsors. And hopefully you'll take this show and you'll send it to those guys and let them know that you know, how much you appreciate it, because they'll appreciate it as well, because that's what, you know, that's one of the main reasons they sponsor race cars, is to get the word out to the general public. And I say the same thing to Chris and Wayne. Anytime you guys want to come to TV, it doesn't cost a dime, and I'm here to help you guys as much as I can, because it's very important to keep the sponsors happy.
Oh yeah, I mean, him and I are so good. I have his son's race car here at my house. Right, he just moved from his shop from Temecula to Elsinore. So I have his son's race car here at my house. So if I need anything, I can just pull it off his car.
Listen to you.
I'm not going to do that. I already made jokes with him. I said, hey, if your son's starting to beat me, I said, I already wired on a little switch inside my car so where it disables the little horsepower on him.
Oh, you're so bad. Hey, if anybody wants to follow you around social media, how's that going to work?
I have Facebook and Instagram. If you just look up on Instagram, Carnish Racing 26. And then same thing with Facebook, it's Carnish Racing 26. I have both those.
All right.
But, yeah, that's pretty much all I have.
That's fine, buddy.
But that's pretty much all that's out there anymore, isn't it?
All right. Well, yeah, no kidding. Well, get my email from Scotty, and more than happy to, you know, since we're not racing right away, this is a perfect time to bring it down, because once the racing starts, I'll never see you.
And they still look good.
Yeah, they're not beat up.
Yeah, right. They'll still look really good because they'll be freshly painted. I would love to get you and your car down separately so you can let the folks know about your mom and your grandma, okay?
I will. I appreciate that, Scott. Right. Dave.
All right, buddy. You take care. We'll talk to you down the road, my friend.
No problem. Yeah, and hopefully we get all this open up so we can all get out there and throw some dirt around with everybody watching us.
There you go. I'm all ready for that. All right, we'll have to let you go. Yeah. Got another show coming on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back to Racer Radio. I'm Dave, she's Brittany, and this is FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer. Sorry, we're dancing. Lynn and I were dancing.
We're
Thank
not
you, Brendan.
You can't dance.
Well, we were
in this
chair
studio.
Dancing. Thank you, Brendan, for all your musical choices.
This
it's a
segment
variety.
It's supposed to be motorsports, but that's okay. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue. New, used, race cars, buggies, they do it all. Certified Car Clinic. They love going fast. Well, I got my very dear friend, Sherry Kupala from SNS. What's the rest of it? SNS?
Road Magazine.
There you go. And if you're into motorcycles, this lady and her team know all about it. Have you still got the camp? I know you can't do it now because of COVID, but do you guys still have the school out there?
Yeah, the off-road camp, we do.
Right.
Yes. We haven't been able to have one this year, though. We had one just before Christmas and one in October.
Right. And that is such a wonderful opportunity for young kids to get involved in. But what we had you call in for today is, did you write the book?
No, I was one of the editors of it. It's a reprint of articles that we ran in the magazine in the 90s and the early 2000s. The authors are Fred Bro Smith, who was writing about memories from the 1950s racing. Mm-hmm. Wayne Hosaka wrote about his memories of 1960s. And then Steve, my husband, Steve Kukla, he covered the 70s.
Wow. I know Brittany, my co-host here, her dad is big into motorcycles.
Yes, I was. This is funny. I was actually going to reach out to her. I was recommended to talk to them about getting some. Yeah.
I'm way ahead of you.
They know Don Danner. Oh, this is a small world.
So what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll be talking soon, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and the other thing I wanted to offer you, Sherry, is it once, you know, the book is ready to go and it you know, it's ready to be sold to anybody and everybody, I'd like you to, you know, come on over to San Diego and we'll get some motorcycles, put them on TV, and really, really promote the you-know-what out of that book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, I can't wait to get a copy of it because I love motorcycles. In fact, I grew up, you know, in the wonderful world of Bull Tacos and Husqvarnas, and and it was cute. I had the Cal VMX guys in, and some guy had a Bull Taco, and I said, "Oh wow! So how's that bike start up?" "Oh, it starts really good." I said, "Well, it can't be a Bull Taco because those things never started any good." So
we got some Bull Taco stories in here. You're gonna love.
Oh, I can't wait to get the book. So what's the premise of the book? So what will people expect when they purchase it?
They're going to go back in time to the early days of riding motorcycles. Even it says the memories are from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, but they actually start in 1948 and go all the way through to 1982.
Wow.
So it's, some of it is like the roots of, you know, motorcycling in San Diego County. I don't really call it a history of it because it's each individual author's experience, their personal experiences, discovering motorcycles and how much fun they were.
Sure.
And there's a lot of names mentioned in there. And there's kind of a crossover, like Bro Smith writes in the 50s, and then some of the people and some of the motorcycle clubs that he mentions being a part of starting. Well, then Wayne, when he picks up with the 1960s, he makes reference to some of those same people. And then again, when Steve's part comes in the 70s, you see a crossover from some of the people Wayne was talking about. So you see some of those people have been in the sport for decades. And I know there's a lot of names people will recognize, but it comes back down to that it's the author's individual memories and, you know, about their friends and what they did. There's a lot of funny stuff. There's some real sad stuff, especially Wayne Hosaka, because he had just turned professional when he was injured and then became a quadriplegic. And so he tells the story of that. And that was real hard for him to write. He wrote that for us back in the 90s. And then right after he wrote it, he actually took a break from writing for us for a little while. I think just re-experiencing everything he had gone through. But then he came back. And then not only did he come back writing more articles, he actually got back involved in racing and had a race team and did a lot of interviews with racers around San Diego. So I think it was good for him.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, anytime you'd like him to call into our show, we would be honored to have him on because Brittany and I are trying to cover as much motorsports. I don't do national motorsports too much anymore. I mean, I'll do occasional, but I'm really concentrating on the local superstars of the industry, because San Diego is literally chock full of stars from the days gone by.
It is, and unfortunately, of the three authors of the book, Steve's the only one that is still with us.
I see. Well, at least you got him on a book. At least you got it, because that's my goal, is getting these folks either on radio, and to think that you've got them on a book is priceless. So when will the book be for sale?
It should be available on Amazon on Wednesday, July 1st. And if it's not up available July 1st, it'll just be like a day or two after. But I'm pretty sure that it'll come live on the 1st. And the title, if people want to search for it, is These Are the Good Old Days, Motorcycle Memories of the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Okay. And then will they be able to get it through SNS?
No, just through Amazon.
Okay.
I'll buy it through Amazon.
All right. So tell us a little bit, since I haven't talked to you in a long time, tell us a little bit about the magazine that you and your husband run.
Okay, we've gone through a big change with that just recently, and Amazon plays a part of that too. Once the shutdown came along and we could see that the advertisers were already starting to be affected and stores were shutting down where we deliver the, you know, distribute the magazine through, we went with a digital edition. We thought we were just going to do 1 month as digital and skip our traditional printing, but it ended up being so successful doing that in May. We were able to triple the size of the magazine and go full color, which we couldn't do that with our traditional printing. So now we've decided to make the transition permanently to what we call super digital because it's so many more pages. We were running 36 pages and the majority of those in black and white. Now we're up to 100 pages, all full color. We can really showcase the photographer's ability, the race photographers that have been contributing photos to us, and we've had to run them in the past in these little black and white, you know. Now we've got full page, double spread, full color photos. It's really fun to look at. But for the people who still want a print version, we have it in book format on Amazon each month, so they can order a copy. It's a little more costly than a you know, an annual subscription, but they're getting a whole lot more for the money that they're paying.
So how do people get on the new digital?
They can go to our website, ssorm.com, and then there's a page called Super Digital. They can click there, and that'll take them right to the digital issues. Right now we have May and June available. By July 1st, July will be available on there too. We also have links on there to Amazon if they want to buy it in the book format.
So that's ssorm.com.
Yes.
All right. And if people want to advertise in that format, they can just go to ssorm.com?
Yes, and they can contact us through there. And the benefit for advertisers is we reduce our advertising rates for them, and, sure. and they're getting a color ad, where in the past they were paying less money getting a black and white ad.
Right. And no, that's...
So we had readers from all around the world, actually. So it's interesting the way you can look at the statistics and see where the readers are coming from. And they're literally, I think we were over in over 138 countries.
Whoa. All right, Sherry. Well, hey, we definitely got to get you over to KUSI. Once the book comes out, we'll give you a couple of weeks to get settled in. And we look forward to having you start calling in a little bit more often and kind of highlight some of the articles that are coming out that you feel are worthy.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Dave.
All right, say hi to hubby.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. But the gun show's coming up, Gun Sports Radio. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer. This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.